a birthday today or tomorrow, just leave $100 in the offering plate on the way out, and God bless you. All right, let's turn to the Word of God, and that is the book of Psalms, chapter 150. What a power that is in this place today. What a spirit in the house of God, just electrified. I'm not going to hold us long, but I want us just to look into this book about praise and look at a few things here today concerning the power of praise. Psalms 50 and verse number 1 says, everybody say it with me, praise ye the Lord. Say it again, praise ye the Lord. Look at your neighbor and ask him, are you a praiser of the Lord? Are you a praiser of the Lord? Got a lot of praisers in the house. We want to make sure that praise goes to him. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Yeah, join in with me. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and a dance. Praise him with the string instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath. Come on, somebody. Let everything that hath breath. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's do that just for a moment. Continue to send that up. Continue to send that up. He's worthy of our praise. Have your way here today, God. Bless this message today. Use your servant today. Touch us today with your power. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you in the house. There's no God like you. None before you. None after you. You alone are worthy of praise. You alone are worthy to be exalted. You alone are worthy to be lifted up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. That's the power in praise. When we praise our God, men are drawn to him. Listen, you can't help but be drawn to this. There's something powerful about this. When praise begins to go up in the house, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you're from. You are drawn to the power of praise. Hallelujah. Woo. And I'll tell you why. Your soul was made to praise God. You were created to praise God. Created to praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. And we should all wore a warning sign that said, be careful. I'm a praiser. Be advised. I like that, Brother Powell. Brother Powell said, be advised. Be advised. I am a praiser. One more time. Clap your hands to the Lord. He's worthy. So in the book of Psalms, chapter 150, the first words out of the greatest king that ever ruled over Jerusalem or God's people. This great King David. The first words that came out of his mouth in this final psalm that he would ever write was, praise ye the Lord. You see, we are reading here today the very last recording that David ever made. It's like we are looking at the summation of his life. I can almost see David looking over his past, looking over his life, looking at every trial, every affliction, every difficulty, every disaster, everything that's ever gone wrong. But somehow, when he looked through the trail of his life, there was so much God involved in all of it that the conclusion of David was, oh, hallelujah. He picked up that pen. I don't know how old he was. I don't know a lot of things concerning the background of this psalm because, well, nobody does. We just know the best of it that we can conclude according to historians. So we see David writing his last piece of art, putting together his last song, if you please, to the Lord Almighty, concluding his life experiences. What you've got to understand is the life of this man. He started out as a simple shepherd, watching over a few sheep on the backside of a field somewhere. Nobody believed in him. Nobody trusted in him. In fact, his father didn't even let him go to war. And his brothers thought he was just being nosy when he showed up to bring a little bit of food. You see, David didn't start out great. He didn't start out mighty. He started out as a little shepherd, made his way into the valley of Elah. That's the next great story we see about David. Where is he? He's in the valley doing what? Facing the greatest giant that he had ever faced. And inside of that story, as it begins to unfold, we find out that just earlier in his life, he had to fight a bear. Not long after that, he had to fight a lion. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that David had some experiences in life. He went from the valley of Elah after killing the giant. You'd think they would have set him up. You'd think he would have become popular. Well, he did to the people, but not to a jealous king. The next thing you know, David's hiding in a cave, fearing, running with his life from the king of Israel. This was the life of David. In that cave, he was surrounded by 400 discontented, in debt, murderous, adulterous, men that had forsaken, it seemed, the ways of God. That's who David was surrounded with. We find here in the Psalms 34, David talks about when he had to pretend that he was insane so that he would not be killed. Psalms 52, he talks about the time when he was betrayed by Doeg. Psalms 54, he talks about when the Ziphites betrayed him and Saul found out where he was. Psalm 56, David talks about the battle of Gath. Psalms 57, he talks about hiding from Saul in a cave. Psalms 59, he talked about how the men of Saul were sent to kill him. Psalms 142, he barely escaped with his life to Adullam. David summed it all up, and the first words in his last song was, "Praise ye the Lord." Come on, praise ye the Lord. Come on, somebody, praise ye the Lord. I wonder here today if you would sum up your life. I wonder here today if you would look over your life. And when you came to the conclusion of it, I wonder if praise ye the Lord. You know, I asked that question here today. I asked myself that question. I said, I wonder, if I summed up my life and I was writing my final epitaph, my little song, my little thing to the Lord, I wonder what it would say. Probably, knowing me, It would be full of complaints and instructions to God on how to handle things better in the future. I would probably try to explain to him what man really likes and appreciates. And that, Lord, I'm not so sure you did this just right, because it didn't feel real good in the flesh when you did it. And Lord, I think, God, just between me and you, I think you showed up a little late on this one. I know, Jesus, that I know, and your people say you're never late, you're always on time, but I'm just looking at my life and saying, I think you showed up just a little later. I wonder if someone came up to you and began to ask you to sum up your life, would you open up your mouth and just begin to talk about the things that have gone wrong, or maybe the trouble you're in now? Would you start going down the list of all of the hardships and all of the disasters? Or would something be on the inside of you that says, with everything that's gone wrong, with everything that's not right even now, but all the disaster that's happened in my life, I still come up with the conclusion, praise ye the Lord. I wonder if there's somebody here like that today. Is there anybody in the house that would like to stand to your feet and just say, praise ye the Lord? Come on, somebody. The devil thought he had you. The devil thought he had you depressed. The devil thought he had you bound. Oh, yeah. One thing after another. It doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. It doesn't seem like it's ever going to quit. But here you are. You're summing it all up. You're bringing it all together. And I'm here to say, God is worthy of praise. God is worthy to be exalted. Is anybody excited in the house? Is anybody excited in the house? Can you sum up your life? Can you lift your hands? Can you praise him? Can you say, praise be the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know the unique thing about David? Woo! Is that David never desired to be a giant killer. That was not on his list. I want to kill giants. Nope. David didn't wake up and say, today would be a good day to fight a hungry lion. No, it didn't happen. David didn't say, my, I would like to be anointed king so that Saul could chase me with jealousy and try to take my life. No, he never desired to be a giant killer. He never desired to be a warrior. He never desired to be a king. In fact, David said this, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. But the incredible thing about it is this, because he desired God, because he desired praise, because he desired the house, he became a giant killer. He became a warrior. He became a king. I guess what I'm trying to say is quit meditating on the things you're going through and start meditating on being a praiser. And if you'll be a praiser, you're going to be amazed at what God is going to turn you into. If you'll be a praiser, you're going to be amazed. Woo! You say, but Pastor, I was a praiser last Sunday. And when I got done praising,
I left the house of God and I got in an accident on the way home. When I got to the house, my husband was all over me. When I opened the mailbox, the bills were late. Oh yeah, Pastor, I was a praiser. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You can't be a giant killer unless you fight a giant. You see, you think your praise got you into trouble. Your praise didn't get you into trouble. Your praise is making you a giant killer. Your praise is making you a warrior. Your praise, it's turning you into a king and a priest in the house of God. So what do I do? Keep praising, keep praising, keep praising, keep praising, keep praising. Because when it all sums up, no matter what comes my way, the bottom line is this: praise ye the Lord. When it's all said and done, devil, praise ye the Lord. When you sent your best, devil, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. David went on to say, praise God in his sanctuary. Now we're going to look at this at two little angles. I'm not going to stay here long. But look at your neighbor and say, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. The Lord likes it when we come together. Whew. The Lord likes it when we bring our minds and our hearts and our spirits together. And we focus in unity. Woo! I want to tell you, when we begin praising God, at first it may be like a lot of voices going up, and God may be hearing a lot of little voices. But after we start getting in the Spirit, all of those voices sort of come together, and all of a sudden the throne of God is being bombarded by the praise. Where? From his sanctuary. David said, go to the house of God. Go to the house of God. I would rather be a doorkeeper than anything else, he said. I'd rather be a utensil cleaner. I'll get the ashes out. I'll do whatever I've got to do. But I want to be at the house of God. I want to be at the house of God. Why? Because there's power. There's power at the house of God. Oh, friend, you going through something? You're having trouble? You need to make it to the house of God. Do you know what that really means? That means praise God in his sanctuary? Let's translate that. It means praise El, or praise the strong one in his holy place. Praise God in his holy praise. And who is it that shows up in his holy place? He said, where two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst of them. Who is that? He's God El. He's God the strong one. He's God the mighty one. He's God the conqueror. He's God the deliverer. He's God the healer. Come on, somebody. That's who shows up. That's why I go to the house of God. My God's going to be there. One more time, clap your hands to the Lord. What did the psalmist Asaph write? He said, my feet nigh slipped. He said, I was walking alone, serving God, me and Jesus. That's not a good song, is it? I just walking alone, serving God. And out of nowhere, I didn't say something to cause it to happen. I didn't do something stupid. This time, y'all know where I'm coming from, because that's where we live. I didn't do something this time to make it. No, I'm just walking alone serving God. And all of a sudden, I am hit with one of the greatest trials. This great psalmist said, my feet and I slip. Now, he was talking about when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. But God's people seemed to be in financial bondage. But the wicked were prospering. He said, I nearly backslid. I nearly lost it all until... until I went into my prayer room? No. Until I went home and shut myself in a little closet, got all by myself, felt sorry for myself, read my own little Bible? No. He said, I'll tell you where I got my revelation. I'll tell you where I got my knowledge. When I got up and I joined myself to the children of God. And when I got to the house of God and I began to see God's people worship in their poverty, worship in their trials, worship in their difficulties, worship in their sickness, worship in their situation, he said, God got revelation. Then I realized the end of the wicked wasn't going to be good, but the end of God's kids was going to be awesome. Don't you understand, BC? Don't you understand that that's why the devil tries to isolate you? Tries to make you feel sorry for yourself. We all do. We all do. Yeah. Time to time, we'll find our little corner. Huh? Yeah, I'm just going to get on the back row. You're in my seat. I'm just going to get on the back row. Nobody pay attention to me. Nobody pay attention to me. Oh, that's just me. Oh, Jesus. Everybody shouting. People dancing in the aisles, running up and down in the altar, and You hide yourself back there in a little corner somewheres. Wrap yourself up in your troubles. You see, you don't only need to show up at the place. You need to get involved on what's going on at the sanctuary. And I'm here to tell you, friend, when you start getting involved in worship, when you start praising God with all your heart and all your might and all your... Oh, I feel it right now. I feel it right now. I can feel chains beginning to break. I can feel shackles beginning to fall off. Woo, my God, my God, my God. It's not that the trouble's gone. It's you're free. You're free. You're not bound anymore. You're free. He said, when I made it to the house of God, I understood the path of the wicked, and I understood the glory of the church. Just come to the house of God and begin to praise Him and see what God will do for you. Woo! So he moves on. I try to hurry up here. Woo! And he says, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Now, there's two meanings to this, but I'm going to deal with one of them. I'll deal with both of them, but one of them right now. That word firmament means apparent. Look at your neighbor and say, what I can see. Sister Davila, look at your husband. He's a good-looking man. Look at your neighbor and say, what I can see. What a revelation. No wonder the devil wants you looking at your problems. There's something about what you see affects your worship to your God. He said, praise him in the apparent power. Praise your God for the obvious things that he has done in your life. No more guessing. Brother Faircloth, I know you've already done it, but I want you to stand up again anyway. God gave this man a $12,000 raise. That's an extra $1,000 a month. That's another $100 for me. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. And for our guests, my wife and I put all that in the church. Okay, no more explanations. All right. Where was I? There I go again. Listen. Oh, yeah. Apparent power. Apparent power. No wonder the devil's always wanting you to see your problems. Every day. Why? Remember what we preached on a couple of weeks ago? You better be careful. You'll start praising the devil. Now, I'm going to give you level number two of that revelation. Whatever your eyes are set on, whatever you're fixated on, whatever has captivated you, whatever controls your thinking, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your actions, your emotions, and your will, whatever controls those things, that is the object of your worship. And if you are focused on your trouble, focused on your problem, focused on your situation, focused on the things around you so much that you can't lift your hands and acknowledge that God is still great, that God is still awesome, that God is still amazing. Somebody shout that. Shout, God is amazing. Shout, God is awesome. Shout, God is great. Clap your hands to the Lord. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. David said, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to get your eyes on the things that God has already done for you. You need to start thinking about the things that God has already brought to pass in your life. Friend, you can't do that without raising your hand. You can't do that without loving him. You can't do that without shouting unto him. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. If we could get this revelation, we would give the devil a black eye here today. Praise God in the firmament of his power. Praise God for the things he has done. Praise God. Whoo! I want you to get ready with that little film in just a second, Caleb. Now, that word firmament there, you can be seated. That word firmament there also means great expanse. So David's saying, if you're all bound up, situation in your life, and the Lord knows that we face very difficult situations. He knows that, but he also trusts you with it. He trusts you. He knows you can make it if you hold on to him. But David's saying, if you're all wrapped up, you're all bound up, he said, what you need to do is at midnight one night, kind of hard to do in West Palm, you might have to drive out to Wachahatchee or something, however you say that word. And but just walk out your door. And just look up and go, wow. Wow. God, you're awesome. You're amazing. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Let everything that is in the firmament, let it praise God. Let look at Psalms 148 and 3. Praise ye him, O sun. Praise ye him, moon. Praise ye him, all the stars of light. Let everything praise God. Now, some of you may have seen this, but right before we play it, it'll last about, I think, around 3 minutes. It goes four, but I'm going to cut it off at about three. I'll tell you when. And but the word of the Lord commands all of the creation of God to praise him. The trees and the grass and the cattle. And then when you leave this earth, the moon, and then you make your way to the sun, and then you get out to the stars. And not all of those stars are sun. Some of those are actually galaxies. You know, light travels at approximately 186,000 miles per second. That means light can go around the earth 8 times in 1 second. So if I had a flashlight strong enough to go around earth and I turned it on, it would wrap the earth 8 times when I said 1,001. Folks, that's faster than Superman. That's fast. It's moving. However, our sun is so far away, 93 million miles approximately, that it takes over 8 minutes for that same beam of light to reach the sun. 8 minutes traveling at that velocity. And the nearest star in our galaxy to us is Alpha Centauri. And if that same beam of light went past our sun and kept traveling, it would take it 3.5 years to reach our closest neighbor. That's the near one. It would take 73 million light years to cross our galaxy. And it would take 14 billion years to get to the known edge. What we can perceive with our powerful Hubble telescopes at what the known edge is. 14 billion years. And you know what the Bible says about that? The Bible says he created the grass and the cows and the trees and the water. And then he created the moon. And then the Bible says, oh. And he created the stars also. He just went. It's like it was an afterthought. Oh. Now, these suns, in this case, we'll talk about pulsars. They make noise. Now, if you're in space, you can't hear it because there's no air for resistance to create the noise. But we can look at the type of vibration, the pulsing, and all of these things, and we can sort of know what kind of noise it's making. Whether it's a boom, 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 or bing, 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 right? Or everything else in between. And the Bible says, let them praise the Lord. Now, this gentleman put this together, and I want you to see this. This is amazing. You may have already seen it. Go ahead. How many has already seen this?
And put in sync with each other.
Three, okay. All right, this is a pulsar.
Groovy crowd,
hear that noise?
I know where I am, but it's kind of groovy.
Turn it up just a little bit.
And some of you want to nod a little bit, but you don't know if that's allowed at a reform meeting. And so
that's a sign. Pulsating.
You just do as the Spirit leads. But isn't that cool?
Yeah, he's going to watch
that's
this.
That's just two pulsars. And so we're going to put the millisecond guys in there. The ones you just heard, here they come.
So he added a couple more signs. Just hold on. Okay, you hear that music in the background? That's not music. That's a different type of sign. Okay? Woo! Watch this. Okay, hurry up. Okay, then he's going to take some earth creatures. He's going to add some whales.
Same whales that you just saw, undoctored and unedited. Here they come.
All of this is going on. There's no instruments involved here. This is all
stars,
whales, pulsars.
And there's 16 others, some whales, and we got something going. But I was asking what you're asking because some people need it really clear. Like, what are they singing? And we tried this, and you just got to know this is unedited. We just dropped this on, and this is what happened. This is what they might be singing.
And that deep bass is just another sign. Watch this. He's going to add some singing.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great.
Is that crazy? God said, let every sun, let every star, let every creature, let everything in this universe give praise to my mighty name. Come on, somebody. Come on. What do you say? We stand to our feet right now and we let him hear our voice. We let him hear our praise. We exalt him. We magnify him. We praise him. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Come on, music. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Come on, tabernacle of Pentecost. Let's send up some praise. Let's send up some worship. Send up, send up, send up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, come on, we can do it for a minute or two. Come on, this is your God. He's a great God. The sun is praising him. The moon is praising him. The galaxies are praising him. The whales praise him. The trees praise him. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, you're everything. I wish somebody would get lost in praise right now. Get lost in praise. Get lost in your worship. Come on. God loves music. He loves praise. He created it. He made it. He brought it all together. Hallelujah. I wish I had a trumpet. Hold on. We're gonna praise in a moment. I wish I had a trumpet. I don't. Anybody here know how to play a trumpet? I don't have one to let you play. I'm just wanting to know if, I want you to raise your hand very high and wave it at me if you know how to play a trumpet. You know how to play a trumpet? Well, shame on you. You know how to play a trumpet? Shame on you. Who else? Keep your hand up. Shame on you. I want to know why I don't have three trumpets on my platform right now. God created your lips to form in that special way to go. My lips can't do it. And if my lips could, my fingers and brain and everything else wouldn't be able to get it all together. That's a blessing. That's an anointing. We would love to have a brass instrument, percussion, wouldn't we? Music director. And what else is there? We got a harp player in here. Where's my harp player? She's not here today. Where's my violin player? Wave at me. Shame on you. I'm saying that in love. Y'all know that. How many other violin players I have? You better raise your hand. Is she learning how to play the violin? She knows how to play the violin. Come here, darling. I wish I had a violin. Come on up. Do you own a violin? Well, I'm going to have a talk with your daddy and your mama. Because this is how you start, folks. It's kind of hard to get the old people to do it. When we lost our piano player in Lake Charles, we had over 200 members, and nobody could play the piano because moms and dads don't take the time to raise their children to play instruments for Jesus. I found out I had an 11-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy that were just started taking piano lessons. I said, get up here. I want you on the organ, and I want you on the piano. But, Pastor, we don't know what we're doing. Well, darling, there ain't nobody up there either knows what they're doing. You just go do whatever you got to do. Listen, God's so anointed, and I am not exaggerating. Within 3 months, you could not tell that I did not have the best piano player and organ player in the world. Moms and dads, I encourage you to get your kids taking music lessons. Jesse will teach them at 1/3 the price. That's what he charges my kids. You don't charge them near what a real musician would charge. I said that wrong. I love you, Jesse. I mean a professional guy out there trying to make money off of his talent. Not like Jesse giving his talent to the Lord. There ain't nobody as good as Jesse. I'll tell you that right now. So, Daddy, string up that bow. I think I said that right. Whatever. And let's get this little girl playing a violin. Whatever kind of instrument. Who in my congregation... And you know what I'm going to say to you, but you're going to raise your hand anyway because God's watching. Who in this congregation knows how to play any kind of instrument? Look at all of these hands. No, keep them up. Keep them up. Do not put your hand down. Do not put your hand down. Do not put your hand down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33,
31, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, missed you, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51 instruments. Now everybody say it with me. Shame on you. Because God has given you that ability and that talent, and we have to struggle to figure out and do whatever. Man, this platform, we ought to be trying to make room and push out and shove over, and there ought to be 3 guitars playing and 4 basses and horns and a harmonica, and I ought to have 57 every, why? Because the sun praises Him, the moon praises Him, the stars praise Him, the whales praise Him. Hallelujah! Why? I'll tell you why. Because you're commanded. The Bible says to praise Him on the trumpet, praise Him on the psaltery and harp, praise Him on the string instruments, praise Him on the organs, praise Him on the loud cymbals and the high cymbals, praise Him. Listen, the devil has tried to copy and steal this music, but God created it. And God says, I want you to use your ability and your talent to bring praise to my name. God wants His sanctuary to become a house of prayer, a house of praise. That when we come into this place, my Lord have mercy. I wish I'd have took the time to count it. But the Bible talks about the thousands of trumpet players and horn players and drum players and all of the instruments that would go before the Ark of the Covenant. All the singers and the players and give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The marching band and the brass band and the string band and the wind blowing band and all of the different instruments bringing glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Don't you play an instrument? Huh? You had your hand raised? I didn't count you. 58 or 52. I was thinking, you used to play a trumpet? What was it? A trombone. Is that it? Oh, that's one of them things. A trombone. Of course, she asked me to buy her one a while back. I forgot. Y'all are too good. You know, they do say the church takes on the personality. If that's the case, we're in trouble. I'm in trouble. Shame on me. That's right. That's right. But, I mean, what's the date today? 29. And I forgot to mention it, but my wife had a birthday 9 days ago. 29. Amen. So, homework. I love giving homework. Homework. If you play an instrument but you don't own one, and I know they're not cheap, go to prayer and ask God to provide. But if you own one and it's put up somewheres, blow the dust off. Repractice a little while. And then come to my music director and say, I play a trumpet and I'd like to join. Listen, now it takes sacrifice. Because we're not going to let you up here if you don't practice. I mean, you have to show up and come to practice with the rest of us. We ain't going to let you over there doing your own thing. You're giving Jesse a heart attack. But we need you. We need every one of you. And what God's about to do for this church, we need every one of you. Every one of you. Let's get involved. Let's turn this house into a house of praise that will change the lives of people forever. Turn their life around and put their lives back together. Make it right. Well, David ends that psalm. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. That word breath there is the same word when the Bible says, and God breathed the breath of life into man. Do you realize that what you're giving back to Him is what He had already given to you? That's all you're doing. Everybody take a deep breath. Woo! That's good stuff, isn't it? Good clean air with a touch of carbon monoxide. Goes right in really nice. You can let it out, Craig. Yeah. One more time. Take a deep breath. Breath of life. God breathed that in you. And what God is saying is when you breathe in, when you breathe out, I want it to be praise. Let everything that had breath praise ye the Lord. And then he ends it, praise ye the Lord. Come on, Pentecostals of the Palm Beaches, let's take a moment. Look, it's only 1 o'clock. God loves music. What do you say? He said, praise me with a tremble and a dance. Now I know all of you can't do it, but how about those of you that can? What do you say we get out from where we are, take a few minutes here today, and praise God in a dance, in your own way? And if you can't dance, maybe you can just move a little bit. You can praise Him on their 10-string instrument. Call your hands and start putting your hands together. Don't clog up my aisles. Come on down, church. Let's come give some praise to the Lord. When I sum up my life, when I bring it all together, when I draw my conclusion, it's going to be praise ye the Lord.
This is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight.
Come on, somebody.
We're praising for the victory.
You got a battle?
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. We're praising for the victory.
You got something you're fighting?
Weapons we use are our bombs and guns. Worship
is this
the
is your
way
weapon.
The battle is won.
This is how you
is the
win.
Way that we fight. We're praising for the victory.
You praise him.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Woo!
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Say it again. I can't stop praising his name, Jesus. Sing, lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Blow the trumpet and shout.
Blow the trumpet and shout.
We've got to praise him for the victory. The weapons we use are our bombs and guns.
Woo!
Worship is the way that the battle is won.
You're fighting a battle.
This is the way we fight.
You're winning.
Praise him for the victory.
You do it through
sing
praise.
Every knee will bow.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess.
Every tongue confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord
forever. One more time, every knee.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess.
Every tongue confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I can't stop.
Can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name,
I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus. I can't stop, no.
Can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, Jesus.
This next part says, don't wait till the battle is over.
Come on, somebody.
Don't wait till the battle is over.
That's it, church.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Sing, don't wait. Don't wait till the battle is over. No, no, no.
Don't wait till the battle is over.
Oh,
don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now.
Sing that one more time. Don't wait.
Don't wait till the battle is over.
Don't wait.
Don't wait till the battle is
over. I'm gonna praise him right now.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now.
Sing, every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow.
Every tongue confess.
Every tongue confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Every knee will bow.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I just can't stop, no.
Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Sing again, I can't stop.
Can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Now say the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
There's no greater name.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Well, the mountain's high, but it's not too steep. The battle is rough, but I'm not too weak. And I won't turn back, no. I won't turn back.
The road is hot, but it's not too long. The enemy's near, but he's not too strong. And I won't turn back.
No, no.
I won't turn back.
Sing, I won't.
I won't turn back. I
won't turn back. I won't turn back now.
Sing, I won't turn back.
I won't turn back.
The mountain's high, the mountain's high, but it's not too steep. The battle is rough, but I'm not too weak. And I won't turn back, no, no, I won't turn back. Sing, the road is
the road is hot, but it's not too long. The enemy's near, but he's not too strong. And I won't turn back, no, no, I won't turn back.
Sing, I won't
turn back. I won't turn back. I won't turn back now.
One more time.